Exclusive, top armed services GOP Senator Roger Wicker. Biden's equity approach takes a sledgehammer to the military. By Christina Wong on March 2, 2023. The top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee, Senator Roger Wicker, RMS, on Thursday is planning to denounce the Biden administration's woke and pro-choice agenda at the Pentagon, calling it a sledgehammer to the foundation of the military. In excerpts of a speech exclusively obtained by Breitbart News. In a speech as part of a series by Wicker outlining Republican priorities, he plans to say, "Recruiting is an essential element of military readiness. We spend a lot of time and money on the hardware required to defeat our adversaries. But if our best and brightest are discouraged from putting on a uniform, we cannot hope to field a ready force. Our four military service academies share a commitment to excellence and boast an impressive track record of molding the officers who will lead the branches of our armed forces. But sadly, in recent years, even our academies have not proved immune to the same spread of a toxic race and gender-infused agenda that has inflamed so many college campuses across the nation. This equity approach to promotions and assignments takes a sledgehammer to the foundation of the military. And worse, it creates divisions that put our men and women in uniform at risk. It pits them against each other based on factors they cannot control." Wicker will also tout efforts by Senator Tom Cotton, RR, and Joni Ernst, RYA, two Army veterans, to expunge Biden's woke policies at the DoD. Recently, the Biden Pentagon announced it would authorize leave and allow for taxpayer funds to pay for service members to travel for abortions if they were stationed in a state that did not perform them. By law, the Department of Defense cannot fund abortions except in the case of rape or incest, or where the mother's life is at risk, but Wicker and colleagues argue the Biden administration's new policy would sidestep those restrictions. Follow Breitbart News' Christina Wong on Twitter, Truth Social, or on Facebook.